The most important words in the Bible are the words of Jesus, the red letter words in some Bibles. The words of Jesus are the words of eternal life. Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." John 6 verse 63. There are no other words that lead to eternal life. The words that Jesus spoke were recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those four books are the most important, as well as the book of Acts, written by Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke. Without Jesus, there is no hope of salvation. Not just believing in him, but in knowing, following, and obeying him. He told us how to know him, and his words were recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We can know about Jesus by reading the Gospels, but we can only know him by obeying his words, because if we obey his commandments, he will disclose himself to us. He will reveal himself to us, speak to us, and we will know him for real. Jesus explained to his disciples that he would not always be with them, that he would be crucified, he would die and be resurrected, after which he would ascend to heaven, but that he would not leave them behind as orphans, with nobody to guide and teach them. He promised the Holy Spirit, which was also given on the day of Pentecost. That was recorded in detail by Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and 2. The book of Acts further gives account of the things that the apostles did under the guidance of the Holy Spirit after receiving him on the day of Pentecost. The rest of the New Testament, the epistles, writings of the apostles, were letters of encouragement addressed to the believers who had believed in Jesus as a result of their preaching. The book of Revelation was a revelation of the Lord Jesus given to the Apostle John. The Old Testament law, the Torah, and the prophets were fulfilled with the coming of Jesus. Jesus said, "The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John the Baptist. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom is preached, and everyone forces his way into it." Luke 16, verse 16. Those who believe in, accept, and follow Jesus are not under the law of Moses. They must obey the commands of Jesus to have eternal life. His teachings in the Gospels. The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 to 7 are most important, but they are not the only commandments of Jesus. We must note that salvation was from the Jews, as Jesus said in John 4 verse 22. Jesus came for the Jews as their Messiah, but they rejected him. Few accepted him. He was crucified by them as a result of their instigation. Because the Jews rejected Jesus, salvation came to the Gentiles. The law of Moses and the prophets were directed at the Jews. They were supposed to keep the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, and the other laws given by Moses in the Old Testament. That includes the laws about Sabbath and tithing. They were for the Jews under the law. The law could not save. The law brought death to offenders. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Hebrews 10 verse 28. There was no mercy under the law of Moses. Jesus came and preached the gospel of the kingdom of God to the Jews, for the Jews, and he himself took the sins of the world on him, even though he never sinned. He was punished, bruised, crucified. He, the innocent, for the guilty, so that if they repent of their evil, stop doing evil, be baptized in water for the forgiveness of their sin, and obey him, live for him, in obedience to him, they could receive pardon and the hope of eternal life. The Jews rejected this salvation, and therefore it was extended to the Gentiles also. Not for them to become Jews, but followers and disciples of Jesus. After his resurrection, before ascending to heaven, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Those who follow Jesus obey his gospel, his words, not the law of Moses in the Old Testament. They obey his commands. Jesus brought grace, not to sin, but for those who believe in him, to repent, stop sinning, obey Jesus, sin no more, and live in obedience to him. The person that keeps on practicing sin and does not follow after Jesus will certainly end up in hell if he does not turn from his sin and follow Jesus. We have to come under the discipline of Jesus and live in obedience to him to have eternal life. Those of us who live in these latter days have the benefit of the Bible, which the first believers did not have. Most of them were illiterate. They could not even read. The first believers did not have Bibles. They were taught the commandments and teachings of Jesus by the apostles. They obeyed the gospel, repented, were baptized in water, and received the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised to those who obey him. They were led by the Holy Spirit. They did not follow men. They followed Jesus. The Holy Spirit was promised to all those whom Jesus calls to follow him, so that they can be led by the Holy Spirit, as Peter also said on the day of Pentecost, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." Acts 2, verse 38. We read in the book of Acts how the born-again, spirit-filled apostles and believers were led by the Holy Spirit. That was written down to serve for us as an example and to direct and encourage us to follow the example of obedience to Jesus, to be filled by the Holy Spirit and be guided by him to do his will. Because without Jesus, we can do nothing. The Holy Spirit is central to the life of the born-again Christian. Without following the Holy Spirit guidance, we cannot bear fruit for the kingdom of God. The first Christians did not have Bibles. They had the Holy Spirit, and they followed his guidance. Most, if not all, professing Christians today have Bibles, but few have the Holy Spirit, and even fewer follow his guidance. Paul wrote in Romans 8 verse 9, "But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." And in Romans 8 verse 14, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." This indicates that very few professing Christians today belong to Jesus. Many believe in Jesus, but they do not obey him and do not have his Spirit. They believe they have eternal life, but they're lost. They do not belong to Jesus. These five books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, are the most important books of the Bible. Without obedience to Jesus and obedience to his words, there is no hope of salvation. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.